What's up and welcome to Rocket Fuel, where we play punk, ska, indie, and everything else in between. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host. Coming up, we have brand new music from the Methadones, Off With Their Heads, and the St. Alvia Cartel, as well as classic tracks from Face to Face and Sunny Day Real Estate. I'll review the album Another Wasted Night from the ska punk band Knockout, and later I'll chat with the fun-loving guys of No Fuego. But up first is brand new music from Chicago's The Methadones. The band recently released a 12-song split with fellow pop-punkers The Copyrights. The album is released on Transparent Records, which was started by Dan Schaefer of The Methadones and Adam Fletcher from The Copyrights. In a later episode of the show, I'll play a new one from The Copyrights, but up first is brand new music from The Methadones. This is Under the Skyline.
Look for me there. crime, it feels so right. They say these days are mine and I'm alright.
Welcome back to Rocket Fuel. That was the Gainesville, Florida band The Enablers with Tomorrow, which came off of their Mars Motors release, To Thine Own Ruin Be True. Before that, you heard the punk band Ann Beretta with New Revolution. The band announced their final two shows before the end of the band. They will play their last show in hometown Richmond, Virginia on August 22nd with Weston, and their last show will be at the Fest on Halloween weekend. And now, punk rock headlines. The Lawrence Arms, J Retard, and Bouncing Souls are the latest addition to this year's Riot Fest. The three bands join the already confirmed list, which includes the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, All, The Casualties, and feature Leftover Crack, TSOL, Municipal Waste, Anti-Nowhere League, Teenage Bottle Rocket, Mustard Plug, Big Drill Car, Paint It Black, Valiant Thor, Reagan Youth, and many more. The event is set for October 10th through the 12th in Chicago, Illinois. The three-day event will take place in several venues across the city, including the Congress Theater, House of Blues, Double Door, and Cobra Lounge. After 4 years as a band, Ottawa, Canada's The Fully Down has announced their breakup. The band released this statement on MySpace. As some of you may have heard, we've decided to call it a day. It was not an easy decision for any of us, but it got to the point where people began to become more interested in other things, and we couldn't put enough into the band anymore. As people began to leave to pursue other projects, it became harder and harder to find replacements and still believe that we were the same band. In no way is there any bad blood between any of us, and I'm sure some of us will work together again on some new musical endeavors. And finally, in more breakup news, Nashville's Be Your Own Pet are calling it quits. The band announced, "To all of our fans, we are sad to bring you the news that our upcoming shows in the UK are going to be our last as a band. We thank you all for your love and support these past few years. It's been a blast, but the time has come for the four of us to go our separate ways." The band released Be Your Own Pet in 2006 via Thurston Moore's Ecstatic Peace label, followed by Get Awkward this year. The band specialized in bratty, adolescent garage punk, which more of their critical acclaim came from indie rock circles. This, combined with recent disparaging comments made on the Warped Tour, made them a polarizing band among more traditional punk fans. Punk rock headlines are brought to you by the hardworking people at punknews.org. They're magically punklicious. Up next is more new music on Rocket Fuel, and this time it's from the Minneapolis punk band Off With Their Heads. The band released their latest effort, From the Bottom, on No Idea Records. Here's a cut from it. This is Keep Falling Down. back here at Rocket Fuel. You just heard the Atlanta-based band In Stereo with Sweet Relentless You. That comes off of their 2006 release, Return to Alternative. Before that was the awesome Red Scare Industries band, The Sidekicks, with Slight Sting. When Voodoo Glow Skulls announced they were starting a new label dubbed California Street Music, which is the same name as their latest album, and that their new label was releasing the second full-length, Another Wasted Night, from their Riverside, California cohort's Knockout, I thought it would be worth a listen. I can definitely see why Voodoo Glow Skulls would be interested in this band. The trio, comprised of Jared Palazzolo on guitar and vocals, Anthony Marquez on bass, and Hoss Schultz on drums, that's right, their drummer's name is Hoss, the band comes right out of the gate with a song called Same Old Thing, which could easily be found on a Voodoo Glow Skulls B-side album. The song's ominous beginning leads to a flurry of snare hits and a thumping bass similar to Voodoo Glow Skulls' unique blend of punk and ska. The band continues with a solid punk performance until they mix things up on track 4, a song called Fade Away. On Fade Away, the band slows things down to a reggae-like jam. At first, this may seem like an awkward transition, but the band is equally effective on the slow jams on the record like Fade Away and Free Yourself as they are with the furious punk rock tunes like One Night in Paris, The Tank, and the title track. As I listened to the album a second, third, and fourth time, I became more and more impressed with the singing of Palazzolo. His voice reminds me of a blend of Brad Knoll of Sublime and Chuck Robertson of the Mad Caddies. It's not an overpowering voice, mind you, but Jared delivers a strong vocal performance that shows his versatility when the songs go from straight-up punk rock to the laid-back reggae vibe. Another standout track that I must mention is the bonus track of Another Wasted Night, where the band covers Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly. This unexpected gem was the perfect way to end the record. The band takes this classic song and gives it a fun ska jam sound. On the Rocket Fuel gauge for albums, a 0 being that the album is out of gas, a 5 being that the tank is half full or average, and a 10 being that the album is full of gas and ready to blast off, I give Another Wasted Night by Knockout a 7. The collaboration with Eddie and the boys from Voodoo Glow Skulls was a good one, and I look forward to seeing what it will yield in the future. Is there an album that you'd like me to review, or a band you'd like me to play on the show? Send me an email at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on my MySpace page at myspace.com/rocketfuelpodcast. Up next is a song from Knockout's album Another Wasted Night. Here is the song, Another Wasted Night.
About that time that habit's taking full control of me. Reach out for anything to help tame this beast. Started out at 2 o'clock, my fucking mind's already shot. I've lost control again. Three cheers to Sailor Jerry and his men. I haven't done this since last night. We were wrong, but we were right. Now I'm lying on the porch outside your door. Should I blame that bottle or the trip to the liquor store? Or should I blame myself for wanting more? Now I
I'm finding it in me. It's easier just to forget.
Welcome back to Rocket Fuel. That was the Baton Rouge, Louisiana band No Fuego with Something's Changing. Before that, you heard the finest in Italian pop punk. From their album Go Down, that was the Manges with Another Day. Going back to No Fuego, I had the chance to talk with the boys about original interview questions, playing crappy shows, and the band's future plans. Check it out. All right, I'm here with the Bayou's best punk band, No Fuego. What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. We're good.
Awesome. Can you guys go around and introduce yourselves and tell us what instrument you play for the band?
I'm Remy, and I play guitar.
I'm Ty, I play drums.
Marshall, I play bagpipes.
Sean, I do guitar and vocals.
I'm Greg, I'm the bass guy.
Awesome, thanks. So how did you guys come up with the name No Fuego?
I actually called and you were going to ask us that question. Apparently, I gave it to the band. I thought it meant peace, so that's how I got started. That's pretty much what it means.
Okay, and now Ty, for calling it, that was going to be a question. Is there like a prize? Do you get a prize for that?
You won the 100th person to ask us that in the interview.
Oh, wow, you, okay. So the originality award goes to me. Okay, awesome. Now, you guys were a band before you guys met Marshall, right?
Yeah.
How did you guys meet him, and how did you guys make that decision of having a bagpipe player in the band?
It really wasn't a made decision. Marshall kind of came and hung out at practices and played bagpipes, and we decided to write a song with him. And after we wrote a song with him, he kept coming to practices. And we wrote more songs with the bagpipes, and it just worked out. I mean, it just happened.
We didn't invite you.
No, we invited you, but yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Now, when I listen to your music, obviously there are elements of punk and gutter punk, hardcore, even some metal riffs in there every now and again. What kind of bands do you draw on for inspiration? Not only, you know, current bands, but maybe bands you would have listened to as a kid.
Really good one. I guess a lot of it doesn't suck. I like the Beatles and Hendrix. Okay. That had nothing to do with drug skills.
Yeah, no, I just like the song structures and melody. We like Hot Water collectively as a band, and the rest of us pretty much do our own thing and take in different styles from different bands. We're all kind of similar in our listening, but we definitely have our own things going as individuals.
Sure. Now, as your area of the world, obviously you guys are in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, obviously the Gulf Coast, continuing to rebuild from Hurricane Katrina. How has that affected the local scene there? Are the clubs getting back up and running, and is there a vibrant scene again? How is that going?
Well, Baton Rouge is pretty much the same. New Orleans... New Orleans is coming back. It was damaged for a while, maybe 6 months or a year, maybe. But some of the bands got displaced, so there weren't quite as many shows as often as there were. But it's slowly coming back to what it was. Baton Rouge really is what it's always been.
A lot of the kids that came out to shows in New Orleans when I grew up there aren't around anymore. So they all moved away, or, you know, they're starting, like Kelly said, they're starting to come back, but it's not as many kids there as it used to be. Plus, everyone got older and moved off to their careers in different cities.
Sure. And how is it playing? Like, I know you guys play in, like, Hattiesburg, Mississippi a lot. Is it pretty much the same thing over there?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Good, Sean.
It pretty much sucks over there as well. They have a small scene, and we seem to get all the kids in one bar for the most part. That's pretty fucking awesome.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nobody comes out to shows usually. There's usually just not fun people at shows. So we go out of state, and it's pretty badass. Yeah.
Like, go to Florida. I'm sure everybody says, go to Florida. But it's true, man. It's a pretty good turnout at shows there.
Well, I can tell you, I don't want to diss my own scene, but some of the shows that I've been to in Tallahassee have been pretty lame, to be honest with you. I would expect that there'd be a lot greater turnout. You have a college, here, a big university, and sometimes I'll go to a show and it's like 10 people, so it's very frustrating.
It depends on the band that's playing, too.
We played Tallahassee once, but it was not fun.
Did you say it was not fun?
Not fun.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully we can get you guys back here. I know I didn't really do a good sales job there, but hopefully we can get you guys back.
Well, I think this time we're not going to play at a gay bar.
That would probably help. That would probably help. Yeah.
And there goes No Fuego Street Cred. Thank you, Ruby.
Well, we didn't book the show. It's like deep dish.
Okay. Golly. Now, when I was reading up on you guys, I saw that you guys get a lot of support from the Celtic Society of Louisiana. How did that all come about?
We're actually sitting in the office of one of the head people of the Celtic Society of Louisiana talking to you right now.
Awesome.
Speakerphone.
Awesome. How did you guys hook up with them? How did that all happen?
Marshall, Greg, Shannon, lots of sex.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Marshall, that's why Marshall learned to play bagpipes and... when we met Marshall, and Greg's fiance is a member as well. And when Marshall started playing with the band, we started hanging out with him and the other pipers and met the whole crew and moved on in.
Very cool. I was looking at some of the shows you guys have coming up. Obviously, you got a number of shows in August and September all over the Southeast. There was one in particular that jumped out at me, September 16 in Fort Walton Beach. You guys are going to be opening up for Punk Legends the Queers. Are you guys stoked for that show or what?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. How did that happen? Like, how did that all get started?
Coasters.
Lost ratio.
The guy at Coasters, his name's Rick. He owns the bar, and he does our music, and he tries to give us good shows whenever possible, and that's a good show, so he asked if we'd play with him.
Very cool. Now, of course, not that long ago, you guys put out a split with the Atlanta band The Bastard Sons on the label Unable Records. Do you guys have any plans to return to the studio anytime soon?
Yes, we do. Hopefully January.
January. And you guys going to be recording for a full length, or what are you thinking?
Hopefully the full length, man.
Okay. Well, that'll be awesome. We'll definitely be keeping our eyes and ears out for that. Obviously, you know, we're in the height of summer where I know it's, you know, hot as all get out where you guys are. Same for me here. Any records that have come out this summer that you guys are loving on pretty much?
I'm still rocking that Chuck Reagan acoustic.
Okay.
Stuff, man. That's talking to me.
Awesome. Anybody else?
Been out for a while, I guess.
I'm too old. Yeah, I don't know any summer releases.
Okay.
Batman was cool. Yeah, Batman was wonderful.
Okay.
You got my music though, right?
Yeah, I was talking about music, but hey, you know, movies are good too.
let's see. I watched Till the Wheels Fall.
Yeah, that was
kind of a comedy. What do you think
that's
out there right now that's new?
What's that?
What have you heard that's new that is worth listening to?
Oh man, well I can tell you on the episode that I'm gonna be playing with you guys on it, Off With Their Heads new album came out. On No Idea, like a week or so ago, punk band out of Minneapolis. They're pretty good. There's a lot of new stuff out there. You gotta listen to Rocket Fuel and you'll find it.
Right on.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm plugging myself. That's good. Guys, any final thoughts you want to share? Any things you guys want to plug or anything?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Mike Ransom from Unable Records.
Awesome.
Buy our records. All right. Buy the records, people. Buy them. Awesome. Well, No Fuego, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to thank the guys of No Fuego for sitting down to talk with me. Up next is another song from them. From their excellent album, Always Outnumbered, here is 4 a.m. Lullaby. Here at Rocket Fuel, that was new music from the Canadian band The St. Alvia Cartel. From their self-titled Stomp Records release, that was Don't Wanna Wait Forever. Before that, you heard the legendary punk band Face to Face from their amazing 1992 debut, Don't Turn Away. That was their classic, Disconnected. Up next is our last song for the show. For the past few weeks, I've been playing songs from bands listed by Alternative Press Magazine as the 23 bands who shaped punk. One of those influential bands was Seattle's Sunny Day Real Estate. From their awesome debut album Diary, which came out in 1994, here is In Circles.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this episode of Rocket Fuel. Send your thoughts, comments, or blank stares to me at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out my MySpace page at myspace.com/rocketfuelpodcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.